Amen. Well, good evening. Good to see all of you here tonight. If you have your Bibles, John, let's go to the table tonight and let's hear from the Lord Jesus for a few minutes, and then we'll be ready to prepare to take the Lord's Supper. John chapter 14 is where, if you have your Bible, I want to read. If not, you can hear these words just as well. John chapter 14, we know that John chapter 13 through 16 are Jesus' words in the upper room. As they were about to take Passover, and Jesus speaks and shares these words. In John chapter 14, Jesus says, beginning in verse number 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, first of all tonight, we thank you for sending Jesus, and we praise you for loving us and sending Jesus so that we might have life. Lord, we thank you for the testimony of the individuals this morning in our church services who stepped forward to say they had followed Jesus, and we thank you for the one woman who came and prayed to receive Christ this morning in our service. We thank you for calling people to repentance. We thank you for drawing people to yourself. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is the one above all, whose name is above every name. And so we honor you, Lord Jesus, tonight. We pray that you might forgive us when we have not obeyed your word. We pray that you might forgive us when we have not paid attention to the Holy Spirit within us. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, our helper. We thank you for the promise that if we have your commandments and we keep them, you will disclose yourself to us. Lord, you do not disclose yourself to the world. You disclose yourself to your people. And so we ask that you would help us collectively, not only individually, but collectively as a church. Forgive us of our sins as a church when we have not done what we should do, when we've not served others as we should, we've not loved people as we should. Forgive us when we have failed to tell others when we've had the chance about Jesus. Forgive us of our sins. Lord, we pray for our many people who are scattered tonight, many, many, many of them, traveling and involved in all kinds of challenges, our people who are sick and others who cannot come, those who are discouraged, who've drifted away, upset or frustrated by something, someone. We pray that you would bless them all, that you would draw them back by your Holy Spirit, that they might see their need. Help them to understand, Lord, the special nature of how you show yourself to those who obey you. You promise to disclose yourself to us. So we thank you for the chance to gather at this table. We come tonight to clean ourselves up. We come tonight to prepare our hearts for what you have for us. So we celebrate tonight in Jesus' name. Before we come to the table, We don't often do this, but perhaps tonight someone would like to stand and just say briefly what you're thankful for tonight. Anybody? Are you thankful for something? Yes, sir. Thank you. Someone else, just stand and say a word of thanks. What you're thankful for? We've come to the table. What are you thankful for?
I'm also thankful for a wonderful family and a wonderful wife. I'm thankful for Brett, because I'm a man called Minnie. He's always welcomed me back and always put me back in both my arms. As much as y'all would probably not want to hear it, we have a wonderful pastor, Pastor Paul.
There you go. Well, I'll give you my bag of peanut M&Ms after church. Share them with me. I'm not going to give you my Dr. Pepper, though. That is not happening. He said he's grateful for the grace of God. Anybody else want to say amen to that?
Amen.
Wait a minute. Who is this man who stands among us here? We honor you for that, my friend. God bless you. We're glad you're back with us. Amen. William, what are you thankful for tonight? You're thankful for your family and for God. Isn't that good? Amen for William. Thank you, William, for sharing that. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I know. Sometimes it's hard. She's a teenager, but she's still thankful for her mom. Now, how about that? Thank you for sharing that. Someone else? Brother?
I'm just
all right. Well, Butch, you go first, and then we'll have Jeff go. Turn right around. What are you thankful for, Butch?
Okay. I'm thankful for my brother, my sister, my brother, my sister.
Amen. God bless you. We're glad you are, Butch. Amen for Butch. All right, Jeff. That's quite a compliment. Amen. Amen. Hope you're all encouraged by that. Way in the back. Some of these back row Baptists. All right. I see you back there, you back row Baptists. What? How many years? 52 years? Watch it. You're getting personal now. Amen. Amen. That's good. Someone else. What are we thankful for as we come to the table? Someone else. Doc? Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. The Word of God. Amen. Brother Ricky? She said, I do, 35 years ago. We need to give her a hand. Give Patty a... Patty's carried that burden along with a bunch of these other wives, right? We love you, Ricky. We love you, Patty. You all are awesome. 35 years. Congratulations. Amen. Yes, Jack? Thank you, Jack. God bless you for sharing that. Someone else. Jim, did you have your hand up? Oh, you were directing me? Thank you for that, and I appreciate it. I need direct. No, amen. Yours will be the word of God. I'm with you, my friend. Someone else. What are we thankful for? We're at the table. Connie? You're thankful for your aunt that's still living, and you got to go see her today. That's good. How old is she?
She's 89.
89 years old. That's really good. I'm glad, Connie. Thank you for sharing that.
She'll be 90
next year. She's just growing older a little at a time. Amen. All right. Somebody else? Step up and testify, lady. Let's hear it. Appreciate it. Thank you. We love the Word of God because we know it's the words of God, and that's the only way we get by. Amen? What else do people come and hear? We got to hear the Word of God. All right? Someone else? Yes, ma'am. Patty? Well, way to be. And that's good, matey. We're so glad. Your mother, your father, and your brother. Amen. Little children will lead us, won't they? Someone else, what are you thankful for? Let's give thanks to the Lord. Adam? Amen. Thank you, Adam. Amen. Well, let's hear the word of God. Let's hear what Jesus said. I am the vine. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. And he who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So, Heavenly Father, we pray now that you would, as we gather at this table, again, as Jesus has promised, the Holy Spirit would move in our hearts and that you would disclose yourself to us. And we recognize your presence with us, Lord Jesus. We do this tonight, welcoming you at the table. We thank you for your sacrifice that we might have life. Oh, how we forget, how we stray, how we complain, how we walk away from what you are trying to do in our lives, bringing the joy and the sorrow, seeking to make us more like yourself. Forgive us, Lord. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for the provision we have in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We celebrate tonight and we're all thankful. We come tonight with thankfulness, humility, and gratefulness to the table. We ask that you might meet us here, Lord, and that you might disclose yourself to us as we do our work together as a church in the days ahead. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, if our men will come, we'll prepare and we'll receive the elements tonight.